And we're back.
Gathering our feet, taking a jump step to hit from three.
Neither one of us could take a jump step. And neither one of us would take a jump step from three. We might take a Euro step. No, Euro step would break our ankle. We would move our pivot foot.
If you bring the hoop down to 6 foot, I can dunk.
Yes. We would move our pivot foot and probably still travel.
And break something as well. Yes. Welcome back to Mike, and Oscar. I am your host, Mike. This is my co-host, also Mike.
I'm also Mike.
And we're doing more of what we started the other day. Part two of our March Madness basketball special, where we're doing all the ins and outs of everything basketball movie related.
It was supposed to be one episode. We went long. We had fun. Too much fun. And here's the rest of it.
Yeah, we are ridiculous human beings. But we do it for your benefit. We hope you enjoyed part one. If not, definitely go back and listen to it. We had some zany off-the-wall stuff for you there.
I'm not going to lie, though. The amount of research we did, the fact that it's
Mike
a two-part episode.
Yes.
Well, the fact that it's a two-part episode is making me feel a little better.
Yeah.
There's just a lot here.
You really... You busted your balls doing this.
There's a lot of movies.
And we do it
a lot of bad
service.
Movies too.
we bring out the best of the bad. And that's what the point of these two part episode is. We want to make sure that you are in tune with all the basketball movies that have happened, and more importantly, highlight some legitimate documentaries, movies, and things that are worth your time. Yes. We also harp about stuff that definitely is not, but we'll fill you in on that as
you
we go.
You get to learn a little bit about your hosts.
You get to learn too much. In the meantime, make sure you're hanging out with us on social media. Mike, and Oscar on Facebook. Mike, and Oscar on Instagram. MM and Oscar on Twitter. Mike, and Oscar at gmail.com. Mike, and Oscar on Reddit.
We're all over the place.
That's right.
We're like Kawhi Leonard, octopus arms.
And what would be the comparison for people who don't watch the NBA on a regular basis?
Like
the Kardashians.
Mrs. Fantastic and the Incredibles. No.
We're
or what's Mrs. her name?
Miss, we're isn't
Holly
Mrs.
Hunter voiced character in The Incredibles. Oh. Stretchy mom.
We are stretchy mom. That's us. Mike, and Oscar, stretchy mom. Yeah, check out part two. We hope you enjoyed part one. If you didn't, definitely go back and listen to it and check out part two. We'll get into it right now.
See ya. Oh, wait, why'd I do that?
Don't go anywhere. Check it out.
Okay, so the most unstoppable player in the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Was it Michael Jordan in Space Jam?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Jesus Shuttlesworth, Ray Allen, and He Got Game?
Okay.
Was it Buddy, the dog, in Air Bud?
Tell you what, that dog didn't miss.
Was it Michael J. Fox / whatever the hell his name was, Werewolf Man, in Teen Wolf?
And that was a werewolf.
Was it Shaq and Blue Chips?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's trying not to dunk on everybody, but he's still just like, he just gets going. I think they really scrimmaged for some of that. Or was it Trey Parker in Basketball?
So this has to come down to Michael Jordan against Air Bud, doesn't it? Because one is a dog that doesn't miss ever, regardless of where he is.
True.
And the other is Michael Jordan, but with cartoon
powers.
Doesn't
Michael J. Fox like jump from half court and dunk the ball, though?
I'm still taking Michael Jordan.
Okay.
I don't know how you can bet against Michael Jordan, but if anyone can bring him down, it's an adorable golden
retriever. Doesn't he realize that he can be like a Looney Tune basketball player
at
the end?
Yeah,
and he dunks.
It was
he
inside
literally,
him the whole time.
He jumps from half
dunks
court.
Dunks from half court. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to still pick Michael J. Fox from Teen Wolf just on my subconscious telling me that in that movie he played well.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a nonsense category. Moving on.
The other ones are serious, though.
Best coach-player relationship.
Okay, you want to define this a little for us?
Essentially, which makes you feel the best as a sports fan, let's say.
Okay, all right.
All right. Nick Nolte and his team from Blue Chips.
He was a made guy! He was my guy!
Gene Hackman and his team from Hoosiers.
Gonna be tough to beat.
Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny and all the Looney Tunes from Space Jam.
Oh, man. Some loaded categories.
Will Ferrell and then Woody Harrelson, Andre Benjamin, mm-hmm. Son Friend from Semi-Pro.
Does the bear get included in that?
The bear is concluded if you want
all
it
right,
to be.
All right.
Samuel Jackson and his crew with Rob Brown. You know, he carries
very
them along.
Inspirational,
way.
Yes.
That was good. I don't know why I put this here, but I did.
Because it's the winner.
It was before I watched all the clips, I guess. Sam Rockwell and then his girls, Emma Roberts and friends. I mean, I'm not saying
now. Look, you
girls
could twist
basketball
that.
Movies can't be in here, but this movie sucks.
You could twist that in that all these other ones, the previous five, are about the coach kind of guiding the players in the winning season, Emma Roberts and the girls have to kind of pick up Sam Rockwell his doldrums.
Yes,
and
that's
show
true.
Him the way.
It doesn't work because he becomes, what's the guy's name in Three Billboards?
Yeah, Dixon, Sergeant Dixon. It's the same narrative. They're in the same universe. It's the winning season and Three Billboards. So Nick Nolte and the team from Blue Chips are disqualified because they shouldn't be. I mean, the NCAA, it's only a matter of time before the NCAA finds out.
They have one game together.
And all their wins get disqualified.
Tough one.
It's not easy. You know what? The winning season. Those girls showed a lot of heart. They showed up to their coach's apartment and tried to stop him from drinking. They tried to show him the way, guide him. It's a lot of pressure for a lot of young people.
Essentially, Rooney Mara and Emma Roberts win it.
Right.
That one, because Sam Rockwell's a jerk, that whole movie.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Okay. But they took it upon themselves.
I watched all 12 out of 12 YouTube clips, so I know the general arc of the movie.
It was a coming-of-age movie in the sense of Lady Bird.
Wrong, yes, but I appreciate the effort. That's an all-star effort by you right there.
Honorable mention to your winner.
I'm going to say Gene Hackman and the team from Hoosiers.
Probably the serious answer.
Because that's a serious answer for once by me. Anyway, best coach, just coach on his own.
Okay.
Nick Nolte from Blue Chips, Gene Hackman from Hoosiers, Samuel Jackson from Coach Carter, Josh Lucas from Glory Road, Forrest Whitaker from Hurricane Season, and Brian Dennehy as Bobby Knight in A Season on the Brink. That shouldn't be funny because he's actually pretty good in that.
He was good in that.
I just remembered this lately. That was a late
edition. He was very good in that. That was an ESPN movie.
ESPN movie.
Yeah,
that's right.
How about that? Not
that's
even
right.
a documentary.
Remember that? Because I was like, wait a minute. Didn't Brian Dennehy play a coach at some point?
Wow.
I found him.
Brian Dennehy.
No, Sam Rockwell is not in here.
As he shouldn't be. No, you can't. He abdicated his responsibilities. So best coach, Nick Nolte had to deal with all those egos and keep his players who were there through bribes and other illicit means happy. So that's interesting. He had to keep those guys together. He was like a Phil Jackson. He wasn't good with the X's and O's, but he had the intangibles to keep everyone together. Samuel L. Jackson had to overcome the parents and the kind of selfishness of all of his players.
Yep. Forrest Whitaker had a lot with that as well. Courtney B. Vance was a parent in that movie, the Johnny Cochran actor.
But look, if you're going for results, Brian Dennehy's the answer.
Season on the Brink.
He took a team to a perfect record.
Again, the correct answer is Gene Hackman from Hoosiers.
I'm going out of my way to not pick him. Because of course,
didn't you
answer.
Say we're going to do a basketball pod and we're going to pick Hoosiers every time? But
of course he's the answer. Yeah, you're right.
Entertainer. You're right. Okay, the best worst coach. Here's Sam Rockwell from The Winning Season. Jim Belushi from Thunderstruck.
Yes.
Tupac Shakur, which, again, this is a movie I haven't seen. I've only seen clips. He's a god-awful terrible coach in Above the Rim. He's also like a gangster, literally, and shoots people. Whoopi Goldberg is Eddie, which is terrible. G.D. Spradlin as Coach Moreland Smith in One-on-One. He's a terrible
That's
person.
That's not winning.
Will Ferrell as Jackie Moon in Semi-Pro. And Danny DeVito as the animated Swackhammer in Space Jam. Who came up with that name, I want to know.
Probably Danny DeVito. You know what I should play? And Sam Rockwell, you said, is in this as well. Whoopi Goldberg doesn't belong in this category. Her team turned around when she took control of it.
Well, I mean, it's like the best, worst portrayal of a coach despite their success. I don't know. However, shape it however you want.
I'm going to go with Will Ferrell as Jackie Moon because his antics kind of kept the tropics from being absorbed by the NBA.
He's a terrible coach. I'm going to say it's definitely it's between Jim Belushi
you
and Thunderstruck.
You have to pick Jim Belushi.
He's such a jerk in that movie. And I know he's being a jerk. I understand it. But if he's not funny in Thunderstruck and then he's also a jerk of a coach, it makes me double mad. Tupac Shakur is really bad, and he kills people in Above the Rim.
Cards
I'm still going to go with Jim Belushi.
It has to be Jim Belushi. It has to be Jim Belushi for you.
I'm gonna. Maybe Tupac. Maybe that's good motivation tactics. I don't know. It depends
also, Tupac,
what the universe
Tupac
is.
Tupac was better in Belly.
True. So Jim Belushi is easily my choice there. Okay, moving on. Best performance by an actor playing a parent.
So now we're talking like actual movie criticism. Okay.
So, Lorraine Bracco is Leonardo DiCaprio's mom
of course.
In The Basketball Diaries. Dennis Hopper is the drunken dad slash assistant coach from Hoosiers.
Are we sure he just wasn't playing Dennis Hopper?
He was playing Dennis Hopper.
Okay, good.
Alfre Woodard is the mom from Love and Basketball, Sanaa Lathan's mom. Mm-hmm. Johnny Cochran himself, Courtney B. Vance, is the disgruntled dad from Hurricane Season. Patti LaBelle, famous singer, is Jackie Moon's mother in Semi-Pro. And yes, I put him in here. I was originally going to say which non-Denzel actor, but I'm going to say Denzel Washington, and he got game. So you can answer this two ways. You can answer the non-Denzel reason, or you can shock the world.
So it's tough for those first five until Denzel, because of course it's Denzel.
Okay, so of course it's Denzel. So let's say non-Denzel performance.
So Patti LaBelle has the lowest bar to cross here, because she just kind of plays herself.
She's in it for 5 seconds.
Yeah, she has three sentences of dialogue. In terms of actual performances, I think Patti LaBelle. I think my answer is going to be Dennis Hopper. I think I will give Hoosiers an award here because he was kind of the agent at the end there. Once Gene Hackman fell off, he took over the team for a little bit. He proved he couldn't do it. The stress got to him. It sent him down a personal spiral. Really, Gene Hackman sent Dennis Hopper's character into hell for himself in this movie.
Non-Denzel actor, Lorraine Bracco's probably the best actor in this bunch.
Probably, yes.
Even though Dennis Hopper's pretty darn good and Courtney B. Vance is pretty good. But
Courtney B. Vance.
I watched like three clips and I couldn't stomach any more from the Basketball Diaries because it was just so painful. And Leo is overacting so much.
Yeah, he
has. It's so bad.
He's yet to come into his own.
Oh, he's yet to come in. Listen, Gilbert Grape, he's bad. This one, he's bad. He's bad.
Shots fired until early Leo.
Jim Cameron gets a hold of him a little bit there.
All right.
No, he's bad. So I want to say Lorraine Bracco, but I think I'm going to go with Alfre Woodard from Love and Basketball.
Oh, wow.
I thought she was very good.
Why not?
But it is Denzel. Okay, best opponent. Now, I think Denzel's in a little more even playing field here
because
he's going against antagonists now. Denzel Washington from He Got Game.
Mm-hmm.
Omar Epps from Love and Basketball, because when you have a romance, the protagonist goes against the love interest.
Of course.
Okay. The Monstars from Space Jam. That's a big, big heavy hitter. You can take them all. You can take Schwackhammer.
I have my winner, but I'll shave it once we're done.
John Voight as Adolf Rupp from Glory Road. He's kind of the boss at the end of that. Yeah,
anybody think John Voight just might be a racist? He doesn't do well in these sports movies against black people.
He's convincing race. Him and Sam
Varsity
Rockwell.
Varsity Blues, he kind of...
Him and Sam Rockwell are, you know, they're very good at acting like Southern racists. And I don't know his name, and I refuse to look it up. The jerk white guy slash nemesis in Teen Wolf. I'm sure there is one.
Okay, so do you want to take this as the movie critic?
As the movie critic, it's probably Denzel again.
We'll take Denzel out of it.
All right, so Denzel has to get taken out.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's like LeBron in one of our pickup games.
Exactly.
He's got to get out of the game. It's Bernard King in Fast Break. You got to take him out.
Right.
Or you got to let him go.
Right.
One of the two.
Can't have it both ways.
Okay. So Omar Epps, the Monstars, John Voight, and the jerk white guy from Teen Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there's a jerk white guy in Teen Wolf. I don't even remember. I'm assuming there's a Cobra Kai jerk white guy in there.
It's been a while since I've seen Teen Wolf.
Who's like flicks him in the ass with a towel in the showers or something.
Right.
Michael J. Fox.
He's like dating
what are you,
cute
chicken?
Girl.
Yeah. There's a Biff. There's
right,
a Biff
right.
in Teen Wolf.
Biff from Teen Wolf is what we'll say. I don't, this has to, I mean, it's a team of aliens that can take your power. It's the Monstars.
I think you're right. I think it's the Monstars.
If I have aliens that can suck your humanity out of you against Omar Epps and John Voight, my money's on the aliens.
Just because his name is Schwackhammer, I'm voting for him now. I can't believe Danny DeVito is like, do you want to play a character named Schwackhammer?
Like that was the closer though. You want to be in this cartoon movie with Michael Jordan? No. You can play Schwackhammer. I'm in.
Oh, Frank Reynolds would have said yes.
Sure, probably would have funded it.
Okay, so the best sidekick character in a basketball movie.
Okay.
Is it Squeak from Basketball?
Freedom!
Is it Donald Duck from Space Jam? It's pretty funny.
Daffy.
For Donald. Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Donald Duck is Disney.
Right.
Daffy Duck is Looney Tunes.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm old. The kid from Jerry Maguire and Like Mike.
The human head weighs 8 pounds. He's from Jerry Maguire. I don't know. He's just... Like Mike never happened.
Andy Richter, the son friend from Semi-Pro.
Hysterical.
Pretty funny. The puppies from Air Buddies, which I think I've seen when my little brothers were little. Okay. I don't remember. I just put it in there because puppies. And Hill Harper as Booger Sykes.
Ooh.
From He Got Game. That's a definition of a sidekick right there.
And your winner is?
I'm going to say it's Squeak from Basketball.
I swear to God, if you guys keep bragging on like 15 or 16 more times. That's a great quote. Yeah, Squeak's up there.
I like how you quote it and then say, oh, that's a great quote. I'm a genius. My mind goes right where I want it to. That's pretty funny.
Nobody pats themselves on the back like me. The correct answer is the puppies from Air Buddies.
Okay.
Because they are golden retriever puppies, and those are better than any human could be.
This is so stupid. I think I added too many nonsense categories. I kept texting Mike. Like, I think I added a couple more categories. This is more nonsense. Okay, best actor. Is it then? This is best performance by a lead
best
actor.
Best performance. This is like best an actual Oscar.
This is an Oscar
we'll get serious
category.
They're on our tuxes.
Denzel Washington and He Got Game.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Hackman in Hoosiers.
Sure.
Leonardo DiCaprio in The Basketball Diaries. Robbie Benson in One-on-One. And Nick Nolte from Blue Chips.
I have who I would pick, but who would you pick?
It's for me, it's Denzel Washington and He Got Game. But I'm a huge fan of He Got Game.
I have an upset. I would go Nick Nolte. Because he is chasing it all movie long because this kind of corruption is happening without him
totally knowing
what's going on. I don't
think Gene Hackman's performance is
I don't. I was going to say that. I'm not sold on it being... I mean, it's a great story.
Right.
But I don't think he's really doing a whole lot with himself.
I watched it a year ago, maybe a half a year ago now. And yeah, I don't remember being all that impressed with his performance. Yeah, okay. I could take Nick Nolte there. That's
Blue Chips, I know we've been bullshitting, but Blue Chips, if it came out like 5 years ago, mm-hmm. it would be talked about so much more.
I just enjoy the fact that somebody who has, and he's working with all real basketball players,
right.
and they're letting them play, right? It's like they're letting them really scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the difference
right.
watching the basketball. He is actually given directives on how to coach these guys, and he gives them like these smart little details, and he doesn't over explain it, and it's actually good coaching, and it sells me anyway.
It was a William Friedkin who actually amazingly the Exorcist directed Blue Chips. I did not know that until I just looked it up.
Wow. Now yeah, it is William
Friedkin. Love that movie. Love that. So that story was so ahead of its time. It's so relevant now, especially in today's day and age, especially with just great movie. Can't be wrong with Denzel, obviously, either.
So the best performance by an animal, real or animated, in a basketball movie.
Ooh, okay.
So serious, back to nonsense again. The werewolf from Teen Wolf.
Naturally.
Buddy from Air Bud.
Naturally.
The bear in Semi-Pro. And Bugs Bunny in Space Jam.
It's the bear from Semi-Pro. Run for your lives! Run!
That's pretty funny. I'm going to say it's Bugs Bunny just because he had a larger role.
You're wrong.
I might be wrong. You might have me there. Okay, best actress. Best performance
going
by...
back to serious. I like it.
A lead actress. Is it Sanaa Lathan in Love and Basketball?
She was good.
Is it Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump?
The pinnacle of Rosie Perez, I think.
The Jeopardy montage is phenomenal, right? It was a Jeopardy...
It was Jeopardy.
Whoopi Goldberg and Eddie. Emma Roberts in The Winning Season.
I can't believe she made the cut.
Queen Latifah should not have made the cut here in Just Right.
No, she should have. That's. I give you all the props in the world for including that movie.
She's terrible. She's good in other stuff. She's not good in this. I don't know why I did that. Annette O'Toole, again, for my father here in One-on-One.
I'm going to go with Sanaa Lathan just because
That's
I saw
cool.
that movie with so many
very good.
So many girls I was interested in. I had to watch. I'm not bullshit. I had to watch this movie, I think, three or four different times.
That was your go-to movie back then.
Yeah. I didn't pick it. I never picked it. I was just amazed.
You were in college. You were in high school in 2001 when this came out? 2000?
I would have just been starting high school, yeah.
Okay. 2001. So that makes sense. This movie came out in 2000. Yeah. Just as your dating life got hot.
No, through college, girls, and I was just a me.
Yeah.
I never got lucky during it. Never worked.
Well, it's such a good story that everybody got caught up into it. So there's nothing happening. So
And now we're hosting a podcast.
It's a good...
Instead of me being a family man.
Okay, moving on. Where am I?
Best fundamentals.
All right, best fundamentals, which is AKA the best basketball in a basketball movie.
So it's the best actual playing.
Actual playing.
Okay.
Is it Blue Chips? He Got Game. Hoosiers. White Men Can't Jump. Or Love and Basketball.
Hoosiers is a little overrated in this category.
I would agree.
Yeah. Love and Basketball wasn't bad, except it was just mostly a lot of one-on-one.
Well, in the there's actually a lot in the school, college game. Yeah, they show them both in college at USC. They show them a little bit at high school.
I'll go Blue Chips. You kind of sold me with your...
I agree. I think it's Blue Chips because I think they're actually playing ball.
Right.
And I tipped that one off. And it looked phenomenal.
I can't believe that's William Friedkin. I'm shocked.
They got real basketball players, and I think they just said scrimmage.
Yeah, go.
Maybe they staged...
And it was like Shaq and Penny. It was legitimate guys, yeah.
Maybe they staged a player, too, but it looks like they're kind of having a game. Anyway, best supporting actor. The best supporting actor. Is it Wesley Snipes in White Men Can't Jump?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Hopper in Hoosiers?
Mm-hmm.
All-State spokesman Dennis Haysbert in Love and Basketball?
Sure.
Is it Omar Epps in Love and Basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Common in Just Right? Or is it Rob Brown in Coach Carter? Best supporting actor. Snipes, Hopper.
Just Right is just clamoring for an award here. I'll go Rob Brown and Coach Carter.
Okay, cool.
Yeah
Rob Brown's very good. I'm going to say Wesley Snipes and White Men Can't Jump.
Sure.
I watched that a year ago. Wesley Snipes is awesome. Gets right in Woody's face. They go at it. It's pretty fun. Best supporting actress.
Mm-hmm.
Jovovich, and He Got Game. Rosario Dawson, and He Got Game. Is it Barbara Hershey in Hoosiers?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Alfre Woodard in Love and Basketball, the mom?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Lorraine Bracco in The Basketball Diaries? Is it Paula Patton in Just Right?
It's Paula Patton, baby. Come get your award.
I think it's Rosario Dawson for the same reasons.
I will never forgive Robin Thicke. Ever for cheating on Paula Patton.
So which is the best acting? It's
probably Lorraine Bracco.
Yeah, maybe. Those clips are unwatchable. That movie's probably unwatchable today.
I think I would give it to Lorraine Bracco.
Mila Jovovich is very good in He Got Game. And that was my initial, that's what I wanted to do. The problem is with all these movies is there's not enough basketball movies about women
We're not
getting into this. We're not getting into the political reasons, trying to have fun with a basketball pod, but it's kind of disgusting how there's not enough women's basketball movies. There's not enough women characters, strong female characters basketball movies.
And maybe that's why Love and Basketball is so beloved by so many.
True.
You know, it could be because that's absolutely
that one works point. With a female protagonist and a director who's got another couple movies coming out soon. She's very Gina Prince Bythewood.
Okay.
Very good director.
Yeah, that movie, I mean, I know I talk a lot of shit about it and make fun of it, but it was a running gag amongst my friends in college, but it's a legitimately decent movie.
She's since done The Secret Life of Bees and Beyond Lights. I would have predicted a better career for her if I'd seen this back then, I think.
Yeah.
Because Love and Basketball was a big hit. I don't know. She's got a couple movies coming out. She's never done bad movies. I mean, they're all well done, so we'll see. Best or best worst soundtrack? You can go either way.
This
awesomely bad or awesome.
Now listen, there are a couple songs from these soundtracks that had a great impact on a young Mike One.
Okay. Space Jam.
Yes.
Fly Like an Eagle, right?
Everybody get up. It's time to jam now.
There's some good songs in that one. Love and Basketball. He Got Game. Public Enemy, guys. Semi-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
What was this song? Something Sexy? I forget what it is.
Love Me Sexy.
Love Me Sexy.
Love Me Sexy.
It's semi-pro. It's so stupid. Scatman and all the montages from
Love Me Sexy.
Yeah, Basketball. Just a nonsense soundtrack, but it's funny. He's listening to himself in the car. You gotta fight when you can't get let go.
It's when you're down and you gotta get up.
I'm a man. There's some funny songs in that stupid movie. And then a movie, again, I've only watched clips of this because it's probably unwatchable. But the clips are hilarious. Dr. J in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, which is utter nonsense. Just what drug addicts made this movie?
It's a full soundtrack playing against Dr. J alone on a court in like black pants, a black sweater with the white collar popped underneath it. dunking in slow motion over and over and over again
as his
female companion just looks on from the side.
It's like Tommy Wiseau made a basketball movie.
It's unbelievable.
Instead of sex scenes, there are basketball montages of dunking, and it's just so bad.
And the songs are like slow jams.
Listen, Bill Simmons, I'm sorry, man. This movie sucks. It sucks so bad.
I will say he got game for this.
Just from one song, huh?
Because that song, I know every word of it. I play it to this day often. I love the Buffalo Springfield song it samples. Yes, he got game.
I'm going to say it's basketball. I convinced myself because it made me laugh so much. But that's me. So that's a tough category. All right, which movie was
You got to let them know that it was all some part of some rich guy's evil plan.
Yes, this is pretty funny. It's funny to us. Nobody listening. Okay, which
Nobody movie... has made it this far in this episode, by the way. There's zero chance.
This is a niche episode. Which movie was more disgraceful to its fan base?
This is good. This is big.
Was it Eddie for New York Knicks fans then and now?
Okay.
Was it Celtic Pride for Celtic fans then?
Sure.
You're doing well now. Was it Thunderstruck for Thunder fans now?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Blue Chips for all college basketball fans then and especially now?
It cannot be Blue Chips because fans of college basketball have been blowing the whistle about what's been going on in Blue Chips. And they know it. They've known it for years, and they're probably just happy that something's being done.
Another coach just got fired.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, exactly. It can't be Celtic Pride as much as it hurts me. It's either Eddie or Thunderstruck. I don't know why you have such hate for Eddie. She turned the Knicks into a good team.
I think that movie, which sucked, the movie did suck, but I think the movie might have cursed the Knicks for the next 20 years.
So you blame Eddie?
I'm thinking about blaming Eddie.
All right.
I really like Whoopi Goldberg. I like Sister Act. I like Ghost. I love The Color Purple. I thought she's a really good actress.
I didn't realize you had that kind of resentment.
And she's funny. But Eddie is a bad movie.
I would pick Thunderstruck.
Which I've watched more than once, though. So maybe I don't know. Maybe it's a testament to the movie that it's actually secretly kind of good.
You just said how bad it was.
I've watched it a couple times.
Not a man of principle, apparently. Okay. Regardless, I'm picking Thunderstruck. Go ahead. I imagine you pick it.
Thunderstruck is all around disgraceful.
Yes. And Kevin Durant left in a kind of shady way. People weren't happy about him. Thunder fans are still not happy about it. Right. So I imagine seeing him on film.
I'm going to agree with you somehow because I wanted to say Eddie, but I'm going to change my pick. All right. Best performance by Patrick Ewing on film. This is
Why
small
do you
screen.
Call him Ewing? You add like an H to him.
Patrick Ewing.
It's Ewing.
It's white bread. It's Cool Whip. Shut up.
All right. Hey, you're the Knicks fan.
Patrick Ewing as the Dragon Monstar in Space Jam.
Yes.
Patrick Chewing in the sneakers commercial.
What's up, Brian?
Ah! Oops. Which is really funny. Commercial. He is apparently the Angel of Death, and that is a misprint, Michael. I'm sorry. It is not 2016's The Exorcist 3, a.k.a. also titled Legion. It is 1990's William Peter Blatty, the writer of the actual Exorcist, finally got a chance to direct, and he chose, as a New Yorker, Patrick Ewing to play the Angel of Death.
I have
seen this movie.
I'm less shocked about that fact than I am your pronunciation of this man's name.
Okay. Patrick Ewing is opposite Marlon Wayans in a basketball scene in a nonsense movie called Senseless.
I have seen none of these except Space Jam. So Space Jam is my answer.
All right. Patrick Ewing in the Snickers commercial is the correct answer.
Good.
I'll defer to you on this next one. Best performance by Larry Bird on film. And tell me if I've missed something. He is in Blue Chips. They go to French Lick.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, they go to French Lick to recruit that the shooter, the white kid. And it's Larry Bird's hometown.
No shit. All right.
And he helps Nick Nolte. Yeah, he helps Nick Nolte out there. I guess he's in the end of Space Jam. I don't remember this. I didn't rewatch Space Jam. Larry Bird is in Space Jam at some point. Does he take 1-3 and then go lay on his back on the bench? What does he do?
I don't remember, but
he might not be in Space Jam. I've just offended a lot of people.
I don't know if he is.
Apparently, he's in Celtic Pride.
I don't know. Again, I saw Celtic Pride once in like 1995 when it came out, and I hated it.
Yeah, he's in the McDonald's commercials with Michael Jordan.
Which is probably the one.
Playing for a Big Mac. And he's also in the Converse basketball sneakers commercial with Magic Johnson.
Off the window, off the floor.
Okay.
Nothing but net.
So you think
it's, yes, okay, I would
you
say
think it's the McDonald's commercials. Yes. I would agree with you, but I wanted to defer to you there for sure. Best performance by a basketball player in a lead role, a.k.a. all three of these are awful.
I don't know how God you have awful, a winner. These aren't winners.
No, the best of these worst performances. Is it Ray Allen and He Got Game? Okay. Is it Michael Jordan in Space Jam? Is it Kevin Durant in Thunderstruck? I'm going to throw a few more at you here.
Uh-huh.
Is it Bernard King in Fast Break? Is it Julius Erving in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh? To give a little...
Clearly, all I have to see is Julius Erving grab his Bo's face right there and say, what's wrong with counting by twos? And make out with her in the car. So yes, it's Julius Erving, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
It's also terrible.
God,
you might be right. Kevin Durant as an actor might not be the worst. Michael Jordan is terrible. He is the worst actor. My grandma was a better actor than him when I shot my short films in college.
All right.
Ray Allen is painful, and Spike Lee asked way too much
of
him.
Yes, he did.
In that
yes,
movie.
He did.
So by default, I'm probably going to say Kevin Durant. However, Dr. J... is pretty good in that 3-minute reverse dunk montage.
It's so bad, it's good.
All right. Funniest impersonation of a basketball player on...
This might be the biggest category.
Okay. There's some good nominees here. Is it impersonation of Karl Malone by Jimmy Kimmel on The Man Show?
Karl Malone thing.
This is Karl Malone. Is it Larry Bird's, the impersonation of Larry Bird by Nick Kroll on The Kroll Show?
So underrated.
It's like my favorite show.
He just keeps a deadpan face and just shooting the threes like crazy.
His father keeps shaking his head or something in the stands. No fundamentals. Showboat. That's a funny skit. Larry Bird is showboating or didn't use the backboard.
If
so
you
showboating.
Haven't seen it, you need to go see
yeah,
it.
That's pretty funny. Is it the impersonation of Shaquille O'Neal?
I swear to God, Magic Johnson, I will fucking end you.
Is it the impersonation of Shaquille O'Neal by Ari Spears from Mad TV?
Here's what you gotta do.
He's doing the face right now. He's doing the face. Is it the Shaquille O'Neal impersonation by Jay Farrow from Saturday Night Live?
Harry Spears was better.
Okay. And finally, is it the impersonation of Charles Barkley by Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live?
He's gotten better at it as the years have gone on. He wasn't great with it.
The terrible line terrible. Is funny. The terrible.
It's Larry Bird by Nick Kroll.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say, because I watched it throughout my childhood and laughed hysterically, like a hyena just laughed. It's Ari Spears, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
From Mad TV.
Basketball.
It just made me laugh so hard. But you can't really go wrong there. That's a good category.
That is a good category.
All right. Best. We got a few more
this
here.
This is a good one, too.
Best play-by-play announcers.
It's only two nominees.
Two nominees. Because here's the problem with basketball movies. The play-by-play announcer is usually on the loudspeakers.
The MC, which just takes the so unrealistic.
That just shows you that nobody who's ever made a movie actually went to basketball. A basketball game
yeah.
or played in a basketball
totally
game
agree.
Or anything, because that's only on TV. That's not on the broadcast. It's ridiculous. Okay, Dick Pepperfield and Lou Redwood, a.k.a. Andrew Daly and Will Arnett from Semi-Pro.
Yes.
Or was it, I know this is an underrated
it
performance.
It is very underrated, yes.
Al Michaels and Bob Costas are hilarious in basketball.
Yes.
Month 9.
You
of the
think you're excited?
Postseason.
Feel these nipples. Bob Costas, one of the few times he doesn't take himself seriously. With apologies to Al Michaels and Bob Costas, it's Dick Pepperfield and Lou Redwood.
They're funny.
Because they're just drinking the whole
just
fucking
Will
movie.
Arnett drinking like a fish. I'm not going to pick one of those.
You're not?
It's a push for me.
All right, it's a tie. So they both get
it's
Oscars.
It's a tie. They're both right. really good. I laughed a lot at both of those movies. Okay, best performance by a basketball player in a non-basketball movie.
Is none of them possible?
Wilt Chamberlain in Conan the Destroyer.
No.
George Murazan in My Giant.
Also no.
Dennis Rodman in Double Team.
That's three no's.
LeBron James in Trainwreck.
It was okay.
Rick Fox in a lot of movies and TV shows, but I'm going to pick Holes. All right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane.
Killed me.
It's funny.
Absolutely fucking killed me it's every time I watch it.
Shaquille O'Neal in Grown Ups 2.
My dad said you were a bum and you couldn't chase Havlicek up the floor for 40 minutes.
Oh, your dad.
I think it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron was good in Trainwreck and he got a lot of love for it by the media. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane kills me.
Okay, I'm going to take LeBron. I'll tell you why a little later in Trainwreck, but both of those are good answers. Okay. Best pickups basketball scene in a non-basketball movie.
Okay. All right.
Is it Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, and the boys in Grown Ups 2? It's a bald... What was the ladies' man? What was his name?
Rob Schneider?
No, the...
Oh, Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows in that scene with Chris Rock is pretty funny leading into it. Along Came Polly, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and...
Skittles!
Yeah. He's funny the first few times you watch it. What's the name of the other actor?
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Good God. What movie did I watch last night, Michael? Who did I see?
Drowning in these D-level basketball movies.
Trainwreck with Bill Hader, pickup game with LeBron James. Where it's hysterical because LeBron James is just owning
going
him.
All out. Yeah.
He's going hard against this friendly pickup game when it's doctor. This was underrated. I just saw, wasn't aware of this scene.
Put this on here.
Big Mama's House, the two on two, where Big Mama, Martin Lawrence,
bounces people off her
him
chest.
And the little kid. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Is it like the game of horse between Kim Jong-un and James Franco? The goddamn dialogue in that scene is very funny. Do you have a butthole? Oh, I've got a butthole and it's working overtime.
All right, I'm still mad at Sony about the interview, so that's not winning.
Okay.
Grown Ups 2, there's a story Adam Sandler gave to Conan on his late night show about wanting to see Shaq's dick in the shower on the set of that
God.
Movie. He's like, I gotta see Shaq's dick.
This was on Conan?
Yeah, on Conan. He told us. So, and Shaq got stopped by Shaq's, or Adam Sandler got stopped by Shaq's bodyguard, and he went up to Shaq later. He's like, listen, I'm sorry about approaching you in the shower like that. I don't know if he told you, but your bodyguard stopped me.
Yeah.
And Shaq goes, that wasn't my bodyguard, that was my dick. So that's a better story than the scene it was. So that
pretty
can't
good.
Count. Along Came Polly is good. Trainwreck is very good. Big Mama's House has no place on this list.
it's okay.
I'm going to go Along Came Polly. Big ups to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, that's a funny scene. And it went, that's really funny. Sasquatch. Yeah. I'm going to say it's Bill Hader and LeBron James because it made me laugh the most recently. Again, okay. Bill Fair Hader enough. Scores on him once, and LeBron James is like legitimately mad, and he's convincing as an actor being legitimately mad. All right, but good options there. All right, best worst basketball scene pickup mostly in a non-basketball movie.
These
and again,
amazing.
This is pretty bad. In the movie Jack, Robin Williams is a little kid. He's a big little kid.
Never
versus...
in my life did I think we would talk about the movie Jack on this podcast.
Let's do an Oscar podcast. Just talk about the tomato meter movies. Is it Rufio and Robin Williams as Peter Pan?
It's a good
in
one.
Hook.
It's underrated.
Is it Jim Carrey, Matthew Broderick, and what was his? Jack Black in The Cable Guy.
Cable Guy.
This is terrible. This is kind of funny, though. Ends with him dunking, jumping onto Jack Black's
yes.
back.
Yes.
And then dunking, and then just slow motion
spoiler
Jim Carrey
alert.
Face.
That's my winner.
Eight Crazy Nights cartoon. It's kind of
tough
fun.
To have. Yeah, I mean,
it's
it was
kind
funny,
of funny. It's
yeah.
stupid. And Scary Movie 2, they do the commercial parody. I needed a fifth nominee.
The Nike commercial with the squeaks.
Yeah.
That was
pretty,
that
funny.
Was pretty
funny.
Was
funny.
I'm going to go Cable Guy. That was my the one that sticks out to me.
Oof,
could, any of those
rough.
Could be good winners.
The worst one. Which is the worst one? The Cable Guy. Or the best worst one? Oof.
Cable Guy takes the law of physics out of it. And it's
what if I, what if I was emotionally moved by Jack and Robin Williams as a big little kid in that scene? Does that mean I have to pick it?
You got to follow your heart.
I think I have to pick it. So that movie somehow got me. Oh, God. I have problems. I have bigger issues than this podcast.
I swear we're almost done.
All right.
Best coming down to the home stretch.
We kind of got the main categories. Best
yes.
screenplay.
All right. So a
overall,
serious one.
Overall, it's a serious one. Is it He Got Game, Hoosiers, White Men Can't Jump, Love and Basketball, or Blue Chips?
They're all very different. They all serve different purposes.
Correct.
He Got Game is a good story. So that's probably what the screenplay wants is supposed to most represent. All right. He Got Game, I think, would
I
be
think,
my winner.
I think I agree with you. I love that movie. And yeah.
What's your second place of that?
So, all right. It's probably Hoosiers.
I'm between
it's
Hoosiers
just,
and White Man Can't
the
Jump.
The composition works in Hoosiers. White Man Can't Jump it feels like it's got to be a lot of improvisation. Again, I just rewatched clips.
That's a good point,
for this.
Yeah.
But this then again, the B story with Rosie Perez is pretty phenomenal.
All right.
I would say White Men Can't Jump is the Martin McDonagh's Three Billboards of this year and this category.
Okay.
Because it does one thing very well.
All right. So yeah, if you're making a top three for yourself, He Got Game, White Man Can't Jump, and Hoosiers are probably the ones you should see.
Right. Best kids movie, best kids basketball movie, is it Space Jam, Air Bud, Thunderstruck, Like Mike, or Rebound?
What the fuck is Rebound?
That was the Martin Lawrence girls basketball
movie. Oh, right.
That I can't remember.
You can tell it stuck with me. Yes, yeah. I have seen that long ago. It's either Space Jam or Air Bud. Thunderstruck is absurd. Like Mike is equally absurd.
Yeah.
I saw Like Mike when I was home for school one day. Ordered it on pay-per-view. That's a waste of money.
Wow.
Yeah. Space Jam, right?
It's Space Jam. I think so.
Yeah, I think I spent $4.
But you just admitted to buying Like Mike.
That's Bow Wow, right?
Lil Bow Wow.
Yeah.
Oof. I feel bad for you now.
I'm not happy about it.
All right. Best basketball comedy. Is it Semi-Pro, Basketball, Teen Wolf, Eddie, or Celtic Pride?
It's definitely not Eddie or Celtic Pride.
Okay. I need to fill out the category.
Semi-Pro, the first time I watched it, I didn't like it.
Right.
And then, you'll catch it on cable, and you'll laugh your ass off.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
I agree. This is tough. This is a tough choice between these top two. That Semi-Pro and Basketball.
It's not tough. Basketball is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I have to vote Basketball.
It makes me laugh like an idiot. I would agree. I'm a big South Park person. Basketball.
Yeah.
Okay. Best romance in a basketball movie.
No, there's only one answer to this.
Hackman and Hershey and Hoosiers.
Nope.
Alliteration fans going wild. Woody and Rosie Perez in White Men Can't Jump.
Nope.
Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps in Love and Basketball.
Ding, 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 ding.
No! Nick Nolte and Mary McDonald in Blue Chips.
Nope.
And Denzel and Mila in He Got Game.
I have been forged by my adolescence. And it's Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps in Love and Basketball.
I think it is. I think it is Sanaa Lathan and Omar Epps in Love and Basketball. I agree.
All right, let's get to the biggest one.
The biggest one and the second to last one. I have a very brief question for you after this.
Okay.
The best picture, Michael.
Yes. Yes. Give me the nominees.
We've raved about Blue Chips, Nick Nolte, Shaq and Penny. Mm-hmm. He Got Game is unique as a basketball movie. Covers the recruiting of Jesus Shuttlesworth. It's a father-son movie.
If man is the father, the son is the center of the earth, in the middle of this universe, then why does this verse come in 6 times rehearsed?
That's perfect. Great
Don't
job.
Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such word.
That's phenomenal. Hoosiers, Gene Hackman, knows how to get a good Hoosiers. Play in.
It's the typical, it's the...
Yeah.
The
good play caller bar. After a timeout.
Yeah. He's the Brett Stevens of his era.
I'll let you say that.
Hickory High.
Jeff Hornacek's not doing so well. Love and Basketball is deserving of this category.
I think
it's a top five basketball movie. I was surprised.
Just
that it's
the
a
same
good movie.
That I won't say that pumpkin spice lattes aren't delicious. They are.
But no, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was a well done movie, a well made, well written movie. I thought the basketball was good. I love the two leads. I mean, they were phenomenal. I'm
totally
rooting for them like crazy. I was very upset in that last scene when I didn't know if they were going to get back together. I'll leave you in suspense.
Who are you going to the prom with? Spalding?
I laughed too hard at
Spalding?
That. Moving on. White Men Can't Jump is a very good movie. It's a little bit underrated. I don't know how much it holds up. Again, I think I've rewatched it within the last year.
It's good.
I haven't rewatched it for this podcast.
It's good. And this goes to your point before. There's no female basketball movies in this category that make the cut. There's no great female basketball movies. And that's terrible. And that needs to be fixed. That said, it's nice to know that there's actual decent sports movies out there centered around basketball, especially if you want to get connected into March and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoosiers is very good. It's very heartwarming. It's the Rudy-esque basketball film. I'm an ass.
Just going to say best movie or best basketball movie? It's like,
mine's the same to me because it's Blue Chips. So if whether you say best movie overall or best basketball movie, Blue Chips to me, I think I saw that when I was 7 and it sucked me in.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Blue Chips upon rewatch. I remember not liking it my first time when I watched it in the 90s, probably because it's anticlimactic. Deliberately.
It's pretty heavy.
But it's very good. Very, very good. Hoosiers as the sports fleece, as the hero's journey of a sports movie, is perfection.
It might be.
And it is the blueprint. It's like the Star Wars of that genre.
It's the one up on the mantle for sure.
So I'm going to have to go with Hoosiers, but I think my favorite movie of this group is He Got Game. Just because it's so unique.
You are a big Spike Lee fan.
I love Spike. Yeah. I love 25th Hour. I love He Got Game. Yeah. I love Do the Right Thing. I love a lot of Spike Lee movies. I like Chirac, but it's Hoosiers.
Can't argue with that.
All right. Last question.
Yes.
This has gone on for too long. What movie are you looking forward to more? Is it Kyrie Irving and Uncle Drew? Which the trailer's pretty funny.
I can't believe how good that looks. I can't believe how legitimately decent that movie looks.
Shaq. It's got all the old guys being, old fake beards, gray beards, going against the youngsters on the playground.
I was expecting that to be just a total ad campaign. Looks good. It still might be, but the preview actually looks not awful.
There are no trailers for this one yet that I know of.
Are we sure this is a real movie?
Is it going to come out? It's been rumored for a long time.
I don't know that this is actually a real movie. But
after he goes to the Lakers, maybe.
Could be. Maybe that's why he's going to the Lakers.
To work on Space Jam 2. LeBron James, Space Jam 2.
So if they ever do confirm that Space Jam 2 is happening, if that's ever set in stone.
Will it be like instead of Looney Tunes, he's with like SpongeBob and all the.
Oh my God.
And all them?
That's it. Or the after school drugs and say no to drugs.
Well, I'm just saying
special.
Looney Tunes aren't big anymore.
Maybe this is the Renaissance. This will bring them back.
This will bring them back.
Or the Muppets. It's LeBron Muppets. And Muppets.
But Space Jam 2, it may not be Looney Tunes. Like
you're maybe right. I don't know.
What's popular with the kids nowadays, cartoon-wise? It's SpongeBob. If you seriously.
It's just slime.
What are they thinking? If it's not SpongeBob, I mean, they would make an extra $100 million if it's SpongeBob. LeBron and SpongeBob? That's hysterical. Hire me, studios, because I'm right.
So, in that vein, if Space Jam 2 is ever confirmed, then of course that's the answer. But that said, me being a Celtics fan, Kyrie, the preview looking not like the worst thing I've ever seen, which is shocking. I'm excited for Uncle Drew until Space Jam 2 becomes reality. What about you?
I like it. I'm in. Yeah. I saw the trailer. I'm in.
Why not?
I saw the trailer before Black Panther, right? Didn't we see it together? Everybody was laughing. I was laughing in the theaters, and the whole place was dying laughing. Lil Rel Howery is in it.
I can't believe we made it this far. This episode, which
we became friends through the length of this podcast.
We started
again
as enemies.
We argued about the New York Football Giants.
Recommitted
for an hour before we recorded today, but we.
And if you made it through this episode, rejoined. God bless you. We hope you found some humor in this. We did this just to have a little fun. Go with March Madness. If your bracket is busted, then maybe your eardrums can have a little solace and happiness, or maybe they get busted too after listening to this. I don't know.
Did we yell? You sang.
I did.
You versed.
I sang a couple times, yes. Okay. We had fun. We had some laughs. Thank you for checking this out and sticking with us until the end here. This March Madness special edition of Mike, and Oscar. We'll be back to the movies and more serious critical reviews soon enough. But until then, make sure you are following us on all our social media platforms and tell us what your favorite basketball movie was. And sincerely, if we missed something, you got to let us know, because also Mike did a hell of a job of putting this together.
I think if he's including just right,
he didn't disclude it, many others.
You could see what era we're from. So
yes.
It's like we missed an obvious one from the 70s or 60s.
Let us know. We're Mike, and Oscar on Facebook, Mike, and Oscar on Instagram, MM, and Oscar on Twitter, Mike, and Oscar at gmail.com, Mike, and Oscar on Reddit. We also have a website, Mike, and Oscar.com, coming. It's all there for you. You can shoot threes and dunk with us.
You can admire other people shooting threes and dunking.
Shoot your opinion.
Like us.
Shoot your opinion and dunk the like button. Dunk that follow button.
We just semi-convinced people we knew what we were talking about with basketball until that statement.
Goal. Thank you, guys. Reality sucks. Keep watching movies with us. And sincerely, hopefully you watch a basketball movie or two to get into the spirit of the season.
This was fun.
And we'll see you guys next time. Later.
See ya.